Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Lexin Fintech Holdings Limited Second Quarter 2025 Earnings Conference Call. All participants are in listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Will Tang. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Operator. Hello, everyone. Welcome to our Second Quarter 2025 Earnings Conference Call. Our results were released earlier today and are currently available on our IR website. Today, you will hear from our Chairman and CEO, Mr. Jay Wenjie, who will provide an update on overall performance and strategies of our business. Our CRO, Mr. Arvin Zhang, will then provide more details on our risk management initiatives and updates. Lastly, our CFO, Mr. James Zheng, will discuss our financial performance. Before we continue, I would like to refer you to our Safe Harbor statement in our earnings press release, which also applies to this call, as we will be making forward-looking statements. Last, please note that all figures are presented in renminbi terms, and all comparisons are made on a quarter-over-quarter basis unless otherwise stated. Please kindly note Jay and Arvin will give their whole remarks in Chinese first, then the English version will be delivered by Jay's and Arvin's AI-based voices. With that, I'm now pleased to turn over the call to Mr. Jay Wenjie, Chairman and CEO of Lexin. Please.
offer 和灵活的还款方式，匹配用户全生命周期的产品和服务需求，用户粘性大幅增强。针对优质的个人消费信贷客户，推出定价更具竞争力的新乐金卡，满足了用户的随借随还、按日计息的一些个性化需求。产品上线后广受用户欢迎。针对优质的普惠小微，我们联合银行推出了灵活周转的产品，进一步降低了用户的融资成本，精准满足了更多普惠小微的需求。第三，AI 进一步为业务提质增效，本地化部署的 AI 大模型深度运用在多个核心业务场景，如在贷后管理领域，智能数据辅助平台实现了从案件分配、催收、作业到用户经营、贷后策略的全流程 AI 辅助，有效地提升了贷后的整体回款率。公司自研的 AI 智能体也有较大的进展，目前已上线50个 AI 智能体岗位，应用在策略辅助生成、策略检查、上线后的自动监测等核心业务领域，大幅提升了公司的经营效率。公司秉承以用户为中心的服务理念，持续优化用户服务体验，高效响应用户的需求，努力提升消费者的获得感与信任感。我们持续聚焦消保治理顶层设计与长效机制的建设，推进消保融入全业务链路，以用户需求与产品体验作为双驱动引擎，构建预见式的权益保护体系，推动消费者保护工作高质量的发展。季度内，我们加大了消保工作的科技投入，完善数字化、模型化工具50余项，提升了服务响应率、用户满意度。展望未来，三季度我们将保持规模平稳、风险持续下降、盈利稳步增长。住贷新规将在四季度落地实施，尽管新规可能会对行业带来一些变化，但我们相信新规将有利于行业的长期健康发展，尤其有利于乐信这样高度重视合规的平台。我们将积极发挥乐信的业务生态协同优势，打造我们差异化的一些竞争优势，推动公司稳健的经营。因此，我们维持全年净利润同比大增的整个业绩指引。接下来，我把发言时间交给 CRO Evan， 谢谢。
Thanks for joining us today for our second quarter 2025 earnings call. We're delighted to report another quarter of high quality growth. The company has successfully executed the transformation towards a business model driven by data analytics, risk management, and refined operations. Despite macroeconomic uncertainties, our prudent strategy has led to continued profitability recovery and sustainable growth. In the second quarter, total GMV reached 52.9 billion RMB, a quarter-over-quarter growth of 2.4%. Revenue increased by 16% to 3.6 billion RMB. Net profit reached 511 million RMB, representing quarter-over-quarter growth of 19% and year-over-year growth of 126%, a record high in the past 14 quarters. The excellent quarterly results are driven by the sustained improvement of asset quality and resilient growth across our business ecosystem. The management has always placed great emphasis on shareholder returns and remains committed to improving shareholder returns through various means. Starting from the second half of this year, our cash dividend payout ratio is raised from 25% to 30%. Also, in July, the company announced a $60 million share repurchase plan to be executed within the next 12 months. These measures will further raise the company's shareholder returns above the industry average level. Now, let me introduce the specific business progress we have made in the second quarter. First, our unique business ecosystem has sustained strong growth, which has enhanced our competitiveness and strengthened our operational resilience. Our installment e-commerce business focuses on the essential consumption needs of young customers. In the second quarter, we comprehensively upgraded our supply chain and partnered with dozens of top-tier brands to expand our product matrix. Also, we fully tapped into users' diverse consumption demands through two merchandising categories, high-quality offerings and factory outlet products. In addition, based on our user insights, we developed and optimized our hyper-personalization approach to customize operation and risk strategies for different segments of customers. During the June 18th shopping festival, our e-commerce GMV increased by 139% year over year, putting this business firmly on a rapid expansion path. For offline inclusive finance business, we strengthened localized operations and expanded our business into lower tier cities. By adopting customized risk management and differentiated competition strategies, enhancing our service capabilities, and improving our efficiency to serve small and micro business owners, the profitability of inclusive finance business achieved steady sequential growth. For online consumer finance business, we accelerated its development by partnering with multiple leading platforms to secure a favorable market position, laying a solid foundation for future growth. For our tech empowerment business, we leveraged our standardized systems and risk management expertise to help partner banks efficiently connect with major platforms, enhancing their data-driven risk management capabilities, and have gained wide recognition from our partner banks. During the quarter, the business saw significant increase in business volume and number of users, maintaining robust growth momentum. For overseas business, we continue to strengthen mid and back-end capabilities, making notable progress during the quarter. It delivered substantial quarter-over-quarter growth in both business volume and revenue for multiple consecutive quarters. Second, we strove for product service excellence to drive the growth of quality user in our online credit business. In the second quarter, we expanded our product portfolio, offering users competitive terms and flexible repayment options to meet their product and service needs throughout the full life cycle, significantly increasing user engagement. For prime customers, we launched a product with more competitive pricing, upgraded Lojin card, catering to their demands for on-demand borrowing and repayment with daily interest calculation. The product has been well received since its launch. For qualified small and micro business owners, we partnered with banks to introduce products with flexible terms, further reducing financing costs and precisely meeting the needs of the segment. Third, AI further enhanced our business quality and efficiency. Our locally deployed large AI models have been deeply applied in most business scenarios. For example, in post-loan management, the intelligent data-driven platform has achieved full process, end-to-end AI support, ranging from case allocation and collection operations to customer operation and repayment strategies, effectively improving the post-loan collection rate. The company's self-developed AI agents have also made significant progress, with 50 AI agent roles currently deployed in key business areas, such as operational strategy generation, credit strategy review, and automated monitoring, greatly enhancing our operational efficiency. The company adheres to a user-centric philosophy and strives to enhance consumer satisfaction and trust by optimizing user service and experience and responding to user needs efficiently. We remain focused on the top-level design and long-term mechanisms for consumer rights protection governance, integrating consumer rights protection into all business processes. Also, we have built a proactive consumer rights protection system to advance the high-quality development of consumer rights protection. During the quarter, we increased technology investment in consumer protection and have refined over 50 digital and model-based tools to improve service response and user satisfaction. Looking ahead, we will maintain stable business scale, further reduce risks, and sustain profit growth in the third quarter. Although the new regulation of loan facilitation, which is to take effect in the fourth quarter, may bring some changes to the industry, we believe it will foster the healthy development of the industry, particularly benefiting platforms like Colossing that place high importance on compliance. We will strengthen our business ecosystem synergy to build a unique competitive advantage and ensure continued business growth. As such, we maintain our full-year guidance of achieving significant year-over-year profit growth. Now, I would like to give the floor to our CRO, Arvin. Thanks.
通过交付式 reoffer 大力促进优质客户的规模增长，利用大模型升级风控能力，提升风险决策的效率和额度价格策略的精准性。通过一系列的风险管理措施，确保了二季度无论是新增资产还是全量资产的风险继续保持下降趋势。具体来说，二季度新增资产 FPD7 相比一季度下降了约 5% 左右，全量资产入催率下降了 2% 左右，全量资产90家不良率下降了 6% 左右。下边向大家介绍一下我们在二季度采取的重点风险管理举措。一方面，在模型识别能力建设上，二季度我们持续优化数据模型，并重点对易受行业风险波动影响的客户进行专项识别和处置。首先，我们基于公司在过去多个信贷周期积累的信贷风险持续数据，运用因果推断技术构建了评估客户风险对环境变化敏感度的风险识别模型。该模型效果显著，在相同风险评级的客户中识别出的高敏感客户是当下的情境下风险是低敏感客户的 1.5 倍以上。其次，我们重点应用客户画像、工作稳定、资产状况等稳定性更强的数据，来加强对于长期表现风险的预测能力，从而为优质客户提供更稳定的信贷规模，促进优质规模的一个增长。第二部分是继续加强正负向风险管理。一方面，针对上述模型识别出的易受行业风险影响、风险上升幅度比较大的客户，及时采取清退降额处置，提前应对潜在的行业风险影响。另一方面，持续提升优质客户的 offer 能力，二季度通过上线交互式征信授信、量化和人工相结合的个性化实时 reoffer、 大额低息的新金融产品等，保持了优加客户规模和动支客户的环比上涨和增长。三季度我们将继续加强正负向相结合的风险管理策略，持续保持风险的稳定下降趋势，促进优质规模和客户的上涨。第三，在电商方面，二季度我们对商城的进行了持续的风险管理体系的升级，在搜索推荐、offer 匹配、交易审批、reoffer 建立毫秒级的实时风险决策能力，在控制风险的前提下，满足不同消费者的商品交易需求。基于独立的风控体系，电商模型的识别能力环比提升了 30% 以上，商城用户尤其是优质用户的授信和下单通过率大幅提升，促进电商业务的快速增长。最后，我们继续加大智能化风控工具建设和应用，利用最新的大模型技术研发和落地了额度机器人，在额度决策上决策的效率和效果均取得了良好的效果。定价机器人通过实验数据建立价格曲线，动态优化利率策略，在风险可控的前提下大幅改善了降价带来的规模增长。未来我们将持续加大大模型在风险管理上的应用探索，推动风险管理从量化风险管理向智能化风险管理方向迭代升级，构建在风险管理能力上的领先优势。三季度外部环境和行业波动不确定性依然比较大，我们将继续加强风险管理，积极应对风险变化，利用风险资产自动巡检和处置能力，加强准入交易管理，提升高风险客户的处置能力，同时继续优化授信额度策略， 更好地满足优质客户的需求，全面提升用户体验，促进优质资产规模继续增长，保障资产风险水平继续下降。下面有请 CFO James 介绍公司二季度的财务表现情况。
Thanks, Jay. Next, I will provide a review of our key initiatives and achievements in risk management for the second quarter. In the second quarter, while the macroeconomic and industry environment remained complex and uncertain, we took swift action to address the potential impacts and maintain the downward trend in risks. Specifically, we focused on identifying customers vulnerable to industry fluctuations and taking measures to mitigate potential risks. Also, we adopted interactive reoffers to drive the increase of high-quality asset volume. In addition, we leveraged large models to upgrade our risk management capabilities, improving the efficiency of risk decision-making and the accuracy of pricing and credit line strategies. Thanks to the initiatives we've taken, risks of both new and overall assets continue to decrease. Leading risk indicator for new loans, first payment default, FPD, over 7 days of the second quarter declined by about 5% compared to the previous quarter. On total loan portfolio, day one delinquency ratio decreased by about 2%, and 90 days delinquency ratio decreased by 6% quarter over quarter. I will introduce in detail the key initiatives we've taken for the second quarter. First, in terms of risk identification, we continued to optimize data models in the second quarter, focusing on identifying customers who are vulnerable to industry fluctuations and mitigating potential risks. Based on the accumulated data on time series changes of credit risk across multiple credit cycles, we employed causal inference techniques and scenario simulations to develop a risk identification model that assesses customers' risk sensitivity to environment changes. The model has proven to be highly effective. Among customers of the same risk rating, those who are identified as highly sensitive exhibit 1.5 times risk level of low sensitivity customers in the current environment. In addition, we focused on using data that shows greater stability features such as customer profiles, job stability, and personal asset status to enhance our predictive capability for long horizon risks, thereby providing more reliable credit services to high quality customers. Second, we continue to strengthen risk management through preventive and proactive approaches. For customers identified by our model who are vulnerable to external environment changes and show higher risks, we've promptly taken measures such as reduction or suspension of their credit lines in order to mitigate the potential impacts of industry risks. Meanwhile, we continue to enhance the competitiveness of offers for quality customers. In the second quarter, we launched a mechanism for customers to supplement credit enhancement documents, conducted personalized real-time reoffering, which combines machine review and manual review, and launched a braided Legion card, a new financial product featuring higher credit amount and lower fee rate. These measures helped drive the asset volume of prime customers and number of active customers to increase quarter over quarter. In the third quarter, we will continue to strengthen the risk management strategy that combines preventive and proactive approaches to sustain the risk reduction trend while expanding high-quality assets and customers. Third, in terms of e-commerce, we further upgraded the risk management system for e-commerce, which is an independent system from online consumer finance business. Specifically, we established millisecond-level real-time risk decision-making capabilities across key processes, including search recommendations, offer matching, credit approvals, and reoffer, etc. This ensures we meet customers' diverse consumption needs while maintaining risks well under control. Based on the independent risk management system, the risk identification capability of e-commerce platform improved by over 30% compared to the previous quarter. Approval rates for credit application and order placement of platform users, especially quality users, have significantly increased, which has promoted the rapid growth of e-commerce business. Last but not least, we continue to strengthen the development and application of intelligent risk management tools. Leveraging the latest AI large models, we have developed and implemented the credit line robot and pricing robot, which has delivered favorable results. The credit line robot has improved the efficiency and effectiveness of credit line decisions, while the pricing robot significantly improved the volume growth from pricing reduction by establishing price curves based on experimental data and dynamically optimizes pricing strategies. In the future, we will continue to explore the application of large models in risk management, advancing our capabilities from quantitative risk management to intelligent risk management, and building a leading edge in risk management capabilities. In the third quarter, while external uncertainties and industry fluctuations remain, we will continue to strengthen our capabilities in automated high-risk asset screening and resolution, further refine credit approval and lending management, and enhance customer onboarding and transaction management while swiftly addressing high-risk assets. In the meantime, we will further optimize credit approval and credit line granting strategies to better meet the needs of quality customers, improve user experience, and foster continued quality assets growth. These efforts are aimed at ensuring that key risk indicators remain on a downward trajectory. Next, I will hand over to our CFO, James, to provide a review of the company's financial performance for the second quarter.
Thanks, Albert. I will now provide a detailed overview of our second quarter financial results. Please note that all figures are presented in RMB terms and all comparisons are made on a quarter-over-quarter basis, unless otherwise stated. We are pleased to announce another quarter of solid financial performance, marked by robust revenue growth, sustained profitability, and expanding margins. We're on track on our profitability recovery trajectory. Revenue recorded 3.6 billion in the second quarter, representing a 16% increase quarter over quarter. Net income grew strongly by 19% quarter over quarter and 126% year over year to reach 511 million. Our net income margin increased to 14.3% from 13.9% last quarter. Net income take rate, calculated as annualized net income divided by the average loan balance, increased 34 basis points to reach 1.92%. The net income margin, and net income take rate kept reaching record highs for the past 14 quarters, laying a solid foundation for profit expansion. This set of financial results underscore our ability to turn around and drive sustainable growth in a dynamic market conditions. To gain a clearer understanding of our business growth dynamics, let's take a holistic view of our financial results. First, if we add up credit facilitation service income and tech empowerment service income, net of credit costs, including the provisions and the fair value changes, and the funding costs, we come up with a net revenue of the credit business. The net revenue provides a more accurate reflection of our credit business performance as it absorbs the impact of a different accounting treatment for capital light and capital heavy business, as well as the shifting mix across quarters. In the second quarter, the net revenue of our credit business increased by 10% or 183 million to 2 billion. The net revenue of our e-commerce business, defined as the e-commerce revenue net of cost of inventory sold, increased by 71% or 40 million to 97 million. So the total net revenue added up to 2.1 billion. Operating expenses, including sales and marketing, research and development, general and administrative expenses, processing and servicing costs, tax and others, increased by 9.8% or 142 million to 1.6 billion. So if we deduct total expense of 1.6 billion from the total net revenue of 2.1 billion, we get a net income of 511 million, increased by 19% or 81 million quarter over quarter. Driving the second quarter's strong financial performance are the following three business highlights, namely the flexible volume shift between business models, continued improvement in asset quality alongside sufficient provisioning, and a robust growth in our e-commerce business. Now, let me elaborate more on the three business highlights. First, flexible volume shift between business models highlights operational resilience, driving stable growth in volume, revenue, and net profit. From unit economics perspective, net income take rate achieved 1.92% this quarter. The 34 basis point improvement quarter over quarter is mainly driven by a 82 basis point increase of revenue take rate of credit business, which is calculated by dividing the net revenue by the average loan balance. During the quarter, the net revenue take rate of credit business increased from 6.69% to 7.51%. The increase was mainly driven by the increase of APR of capital heavy model, which increased to 23.2% in the second quarter from 22.6% last quarter, and also the stabilization of early payoff impact happened during the last quarter, partially offset by the increase of funding costs. The improvement of net revenue take rate reflects our business resilience in a dynamic and a complex environment. In the second quarter, we have observed a reduction in the supply of funds for capital-light business due to the fluctuation related to the new regulation, leading to higher funding costs for both capital-light and capital-heavy models. To offset the impact, we proactively adjusted our business mix, switched more loan volumes from capital-light model to capital-heavy model. In the second quarter, the capital-light model accounted for 20% of GMV, decreased from 27% in the first quarter, mainly driven by the decrease of loans from ICP model, which only accounted for about 15% of GMV, decreased from 24% in the first quarter. The proportion of capital heavy model increased to 80% from 73% in the first quarter. As you know, the borrowers from capital light model typically have relatively higher risk profiles. To reflect this risk premium, the average APR of new loans under capital heavy model increased. At the same time, the provision increased due to the increase of loans under capital heavy model. The smooth switch was supported by our enhanced risk management capability, which equipped us to accurately assess borrower risk, enabling risk pricing and product offering to optimize profitability and volume growth. Second, asset quality sustained the improvement trend and the provision remained prudent and sufficient. Our asset quality has continued to improve for four consecutive quarters. In the second quarter, 90-day delinquency ratio declined by 16 basis points to 3.1%. FPD7 of new assets further came down by about 5%. Day one delinquency rate of total assets also decreased by about 2% quarter over quarter. Also, our provision remained prudent and sufficient. As mentioned above, in the second quarter, our total credit cost, including three provisions line items and the fair value changes of financial guarantees derivatives, increased by 13.6% quarter over quarter, despite improved asset quality and a decreased loan balance. It is important to note that due to the net accounting policy we have adopted for change in fair value of financial guarantee derivatives and loans at fair value account, the amount was partially offset by guarantee income and recorded as a net value in our P&L. As such, it only represents part of the actual full provision. As another indicator of the sufficiency of our provisioning, our provision coverage ratio remained ample at 270%, up by 2 percentage points quarter over quarter, and reached the highest level in the last four quarters. Third, e-commerce business gained further traction. Our e-commerce business is deeply integrated into our ecosystem, creating strong synergies and therefore becomes a unique competitive advantage. E-commerce business not only generates gross profit by selling merchandise, but also creates interest income by providing installment services to customers. Around 97% of e-commerce customers choose to finance their consumption with our installment service. In the second quarter, e-commerce GMV witnessed a substantial quarter-over-quarter growth of 80% and a year-over-year growth of 117%. E-commerce business gross profit recorded $97 million in the second quarter, up 71% quarter-over-quarter. Going forward, we continue to expect a strong sequential GMV growth for the e-commerce business. Next, I'll go through some specific financial statement items. For our income statement, on the revenue side, total revenue reached $3.6 billion, representing a growth of 16% quarter over quarter. Credit facilitation service income amounted to $2.3 billion, up 4% quarter over quarter, driven by the increase of loan volume and the capital-heavy model, higher APRs, and partially offset by the higher funding costs. Tech empowerment service income increased by 33%, or $205 million to $830 million, mainly thanks to the release of provisions of revenue and ICP model, reflecting better than expected asset quality performance and the increased income from our referral services. E-commerce platform service income increased by 69% to $487 million. Driven by increased GMV. On the cost and expense side, total operating expenses, which include processing and servicing costs, sales and marketing, research and development expenses, general and administrative expenses, increased by 10% to $1.4 billion, mainly driven by the increase of sales and marketing expenses and processing and servicing costs. For balance sheet items, as of June 30th, our cash position, which includes cash, cash equivalents, and restricted cash, was approximately 4 billion renminbi. Shareholders' equity remained solid at about 11.6 billion. Looking ahead, despite ongoing market uncertainties and evolving operating environment, the management maintains its four-year guidance of achieving a significant year-over-year growth in net income. Furthermore, we remain committed to enhancing shareholders' value, as demonstrated by our recent $50 million share repurchase program and $10 million CEO share purchase announced in July. The board has approved a cash dividend of $0.194 US per ADS for the first half of 2025. The share repurchase program, together with our dividend policy, boosted our total shareholder return to above industry average level. Going forward, we will continue to evaluate opportunities to ensure we deliver optimal value to our shareholders. This concludes our prepared remarks for today. Operator, we're now ready to take questions.
Thank you. If you wish to ask a question, please press star one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. Your first question comes from Emma Zhu with BofA Securities.
哎，谢谢给我这个提问的机会，哎，恭喜公司取得了这个非常优秀的业绩。那我第一个问题是想问一下，就是助贷新规出台也已经有一段时间了，那对公司的影响是怎样的？公司是怎样应对？然后第二个问题想问一下，这个二季度公司各生态业务发展迅速，能否请管理层分享一下公司对生态业务的后续战略及展望？ So congratulations on the good result amid a challenge environment. So I have two questions. The first one is about the new regulations. So as the new regulation on loan facilitation has been rolled out for a few months, what impacts has the company observed and what measures will you take to address the impacts? The second question is about the ecosystem. So the ecosystem has developed rapidly in the second quarter. So could you share more on the development strategy and outlook of your ecosystem business?
好的，这两个问题我来回答一下。住宅新规其实出台已经一段时间了，但还没有开始执行。其实行业里面其实已经受到了一定的整个的影响。我们在观察到我们自己的时候呢，我们看到其实很明显资金的供给上是开始变得更加紧张一点了，是吧？所以会导致整个资金成本有所上升，是吧？另外一个呢，那就是我们看到它会导致整个的一个回收率。
So this is a translation for Jay's answer. Thanks for the question. Yes, the new regulation on loan facilitation has been rolled out for some time, but not yet in effect. We think the industry has been impacted by this. For leasing in the short term, we did observe funding supply tightness, which led to an increase in the funding cost of the second quarter. And also, some risk metrics experienced minor fluctuations, for example, collection rate did decrease a little bit.
但是我们其实在住宅新规出来以后，我们就开始在主动的做了一些整个的一个调整。那我们首先还是及早的进行干预，我们收紧了整个的审批的策略，来应对未来可能潜在的一些风险的波动。所以在目前为止，我们可以看到，其实我们虽然说在整个回收率上有略有一些影响。 但是我们在整个的一个目测率还是保持了整个的下降，所以能够比较好的去对冲这一部分整个风险波动的整个的影响。那另外一块呢，那就是信我们还是有非常独特的整个的一个业务生态，所以我们通过我们灵活的来调整我们的一些业务的一些结构和布局，也可以来对冲一部分未来潜在的整个的影响。
To address the impact, actually we have taken proactive action as early as in April. More specifically, we tightened our risk management strategies to mitigate the potential impacts of sector-wide risk fluctuation. So, as I mentioned, collection rate decreased a little bit, but our day one delinquency also decreased, so the impact offset each other. Furthermore, leveraging our unique business ecosystem advantages, we have the flexibility to adapt our business model to navigate the challenges effectively.
长期来看，尽管整个的一个住宅新规落地会给行业短期带来一些变化和影响，但是新规如果执行，将会对行业未来长期的整个的规范和可持续的整个的发展还是有利的，是吧？这对于包括乐信在内的我们一直以来 非常重视合规经营的这个平台来说，长期来看是利好的，所以我们在历史上，我们也曾经经历过很多次各种整个的一个监管来规范行业的发展，所以我们也能够非常好的去应对整个行业的一些变化，来调整自身的整个的一些业务和布局，来稳定公司的整个的一个经营。所以说，我觉得在这方面，其实我们还是 有比较好的整个的一个经验和能力来应对的，所以我们在现在还是维持我们全年利润同比大幅增长这个指引不变。
In the long run, the implementation of the new regulation may bring some changes to the industry, but it will foster a more standardized, sustainable, and healthier industry environment, which benefits compliance platforms like Lexin. In the past, we also experienced different several rounds of regulation, and I think we have the experience and flexibility to adjust our business model to navigate the challenges. For Lexin, we firmly support regulators' efforts to supervise and guide the sector, and will continue to adhere to our customer-centric philosophy, enhance our ecosystem synergy, and ensure continued business growth. As such, we maintain our full-year guidance of achieving significant year-over-year profit growth.
第二个问题就是公司其实在二季度我们的生态的各个业务其实还是取得了不错的整个的一个进展，是吧？我给大家也做一下简要的一个介绍，是吧？像其实在分期零售业务，也就是电商业务呢，其实是乐信最早的一个业务，是吧？我们这个业务已经开展了十几年了，是吧？那我们其实在去年我们就对我们整个分期电商的这个业务来升级了它整个的一个风险管理的体系。 所以我们可以看到，在最近的几个季度，我们的电商的业务的整个的一个增长还是非常不错的，尤其在今年的618期间，说我们升级了我们整个的很多的一些供应链，是吧？前面我的发言也讲到了，我们采取了非常差异化的千人千面的整个的一个策略，说在618期间，我们整个的迎来了非常好的一个增长，是吧？我们同比的去年的618，我们增长幅度达到了100%以上。
And regarding your second question about our development of the business ecosystem, actually, our business ecosystem achieved various progresses. For our installment e-commerce business, I'd like to stress that Lexin is the first installment e-commerce platform in China and has been developing this business for over a decade. It has been a crucial part of our ecosystem. And as part of our transformation towards a business model driven by data analytics and risk management in the last year, we have built an independent risk management system for the e-commerce business. So you can see in the past couple quarters, our e-commerce loan origination volume has sustained significant growth, particularly in the June 18 shopping festival, our GMV increased by over 100%.
另外几个业务呢，像普惠，其实我们还是定位在线下来服务线下的整个的小 V 以及优质的个人消费者，所以这个业务呢，其实我们在二季度我们也能够看到这个业务它的整个的一个增长的趋势也是不错的，尤其是说我们采取了整个的低线城市的整个的一个布局的整个的策略，所以我们可以看到普惠的这一块的整个的资产是我们自主获客的整个的一个渠道，而且它的整个的一个风险表现。 也是长期低于我们整个大盘的整个的风险表现的，所以这块业务还是相对非常稳健的，正在增长的。另外一块呢，那就是我们的数科业务。数科业务在这个季度，我们还是看到它取得了不错的一个突破，是吧？我们上线了多家的新的机构，并且对接帮助这些新的机构对接一些大型的助贷平台，也帮助他们能够更好的提升了数字化的整个的一个风险管理和资产管理的整个的能力。 那在海外，前面也提到，其实海外我们已经也是连续多个季度取得了规模还有营收有不错的整个的一个增长，所以未来在海外方面呢，我们也会持续的去加强我们自身的整个的能力建设，来推动海外业务长期健康持续的发展。
We will continue to expand our business into lower tier cities. And just to emphasize that this channel, we target at serving the small and micro business owners. And the differentiated advantages of Lexin is that we have our own proprietary self-developed direct sales team. And in the second quarter, we cooperated with several new partners, helping them to connect with large platforms and banks and improve the digital risk management capability. For our tech empowerment business, leveraging our standardized system and risk management expertise will continue to help them to connect to the large platforms to enhance their customer acquisition capability. For our overseas business, we have delivered quarter-over-quarter sequential growth in both business volume and revenue for multiple consecutive quarters. And next step, we'll continue to enhance team development in order to sustain healthy and sustainable growth.
Your next question comes from Alex Ye with UBS.
Thank you for the opportunity. So, my first question is on asset quality. So in light of the current uncertain external environment driven by the regulatory change, how does Lexin's risk management system can help you better respond to the potential risk fluctuations? And second question is on regarding your take rate, ongoing take rate improvement. Could you also give us more color on the drivers on the underlying net take rate improvement? Thank you.
关于风险的问题，由我来回答一下。针对这个新规引发的行业的一个不确定性风险，我们在四月份开始就收紧了新发放资产的风险审核标准，然后保障新发放资产在外部风险不确定的情况下仍能保持一个下降的一个趋势。同时，针对这个存量资产，我们加强这个还款提醒。 以及带扣能力的一个升级，保障我们存量资产的一个入催，也是一个下降趋势。同时呢，我们尤其是针对这些易受行业风险波动影响的敏感客户，进行有针对性的识别和处置。然后我们通过这个优化数据和提升这个模型能力，将易受这种行业影响波动的客户更好的识别出来，然后及时的采取一个清退和降额的处置，然后让我们能够在这一轮的整个风险波动的情况下，能保持一个风险的平稳和稳健。另外一方面呢，除了加强这个风险客户的这个负向处置，我们也积极的 去推动和促进优质客户的一个规模增长，提升和优化我们的一个资产结构，通过分子分母两个方面共同的一个调整，然后提升我们的一个资产质量，保证我们的风险的一个持续稳健。
This is the translation for Arvin's answer. In response to uncertainty of the industry rate performance arising from the new loan facilitation regulation, we actually take proactive measures as early as in April. So we tightened the risk approval standards as early as in April for new customers in order to maintain our chance for new risk. And for vintage or existing loans, we improve the early reminders for the loan repayment in order to reduce the day one delinquency. Also, we implemented targeted measures for customers vulnerable to industry risk fluctuation. For customers identified as high risk sensitive by our models, we've taken prompt measures such as reduction and suspension of their credit lines to mitigate the potential impact of sector-wide risk. This has helped maintain a steadily improving risk performance. Second, we continue to drive high-quality asset growth, which will lay a solid foundation for our future high-quality development. We leverage advanced AI models to enhance our risk management system. We also refine customized pricing strategies, which has increased the overall competitiveness for prime customers while improving the overall user experience, further supporting our high quality asset growth. So overall, we not only reduce the high quality, we not only reduce the formation of high risk assets, but also try to drive the growth of high quality assets.
同时，面对未来不确定的这个风险波动和影响，我们在二季度也加大了拨备的一个力度。在风险指标持续向好的基础上，我们主动增加拨备金额，然后提升我们应对未来这个信贷周期不确定性的一个抗风险能力。
Third, we also strengthen provisioning to enhance our risk buffer, enhancing our capability to cope with future uncertainties. In the second quarter, we increased provisioning by 13.6% to 1.04 billion. The reinforced provision, along with improved risk performance, drove our provision coverage ratio to rise to 270%. To summarize, we will continue to prioritize high-quality asset growth while also enhancing provisioning and maintaining a steadily improving risk performance. In the meantime, while we continue to strengthen risk identification and management, we will also ramp up the application of intelligent risk management tools to increase efficiency.
Okay, I will take the net profit take rate question. Almost a year ago, we told the market that thanks to the company's turnaround initiatives, we will be able to gradually improve the business profitability, and that this will be reflected in our net profit take rate. And I'm happy to tell you that in the last four quarters, we have successfully delivered the promise of improving 20 to 30 basis points each quarter to reach 1.92% in Q2. We're now on track for the goal by the end of the year. As for Q2, really the credit goes to the strong revenue growth from both the credit and the e-commerce business, as I mentioned in my prepared script. Specifically, the net revenue of our credit business increased by 10% quarter over quarter, or about 183 million to 2 million. As a reminder, as I mentioned earlier, if we add up the credit facilitation service income, the tech empowerment service income, net of credit costs, including the provisions and the fair value changes, and the funding cost, we come up with a net revenue for the credit business. So if you further break down to the next level, the net revenue of the capital-heavy model remains stable, driven by the increase of loan volume under the capital heavy model, higher APRs, and partially offset by higher credit costs and funding costs. By the way, as Arvin mentioned earlier, the increase of credit costs is mainly driven by our prudent provisioning policy. The net revenue of capital light model, on the other hand, increased by 33% quarter over quarter, or about 205 million to 830 million, mainly thanks to the income from our referral services and from the release of provisions of revenue under the ICP model. This really reflects the better than expected asset quality performance within the ICP. So in addition to the credit business, the net revenue of our e-commerce business, defined as the e-commerce revenue net of the cost of inventory, increased by 71%, or 40 million to 97 million, also contributing to the increase of our profitability. So with the strong increase of revenue offsetting by some increases from the operation costs and expenses, we get the net profit take rate of 1.92%, a 34 basis point higher than the previous quarter. This fully demonstrates the uniqueness and the strong growth potential of our diversified business ecosystem. Looking forward, for Q3, we continue to expect relatively stable volume, improved risks, strong quarter-over-quarter net income growth. Therefore, we continue to expect the net income take rate will improve in a similar pace as before.
Your next question comes from Alan Chen with Citibank.
感谢领导给我这个提问的机会，我是花旗的 Alan。想很快请教一个关于股东回报的问题。关注到我们七月份推出了一个5000万美元的回购计划，就请管理层能不能够帮我们分享一下这个回购计划背后的一些考量。然后很重要的是，就往后看，咱们不管是通过回购也好，分红也罢，就咱们现在还有没有一些什么计划或者空间进一步加大这个股东回报？非常感谢。我很快翻译一下。Thanks for taking my question. This is Alan from Citibank. I just have a quick question on shareholder return. Notice that in July, you have announced a 50 million share repurchase program. Just wondering, management, if you could give us a little bit more color on the thought process and rationale behind the buyback program. And on top of that, if management has any plan to further boost shareholder return in the future. Thanks.
好的，这个问题我来回答一下。公司在7月21号已经发了公告，将会在未来12个月内来回购最高5000万美元的整个的一个股票。此外，还有我个人也会将通过自有资金来增持公司最多1000万美元的整个的股票。若本次的整个的一个回购金额全部执行的话，那结合我们此前有2次上调了整个的分红派息率。公司整体的整个的股东回报水平已经能够达到行业的整个的一个前列了，是吧？结合当前不到4倍的整个的一个 PE 的估值吧，我们认为公司还是具备比较好的整个投资价值。本次回购和增持也充分彰显了公司管理层对公司未来发展前景的整个的一个坚定的信心，也再一次证明了公司在不断提升股东回报方面具有这样的能力，还有这样的一个诚意。在回购的整个具体的实施方面呢，我们将会在本次季报发布之后开始启动回购。我们会严格遵守回购的交易相关规则，参照市场具体情况决定回购的整个的一个具体的执行，并且我们会按季度向市场汇报我们整个回购的一个进度。公司还是充分重视股东的整个回报，未来公司也将会持续探索通过各种方式来将公司的整个价值回馈给股东。
This is the translation of Jay's answer. On July the 21st, we announced a 50 million share repurchase program to be executed over the next 12 months. In addition to that, I plan to purchase up to $10 million worth of shares using my personal funds. If the company's repurchase program is fully executed, alongside the two increases in the cash dividend payout ratios,our total shareholder return will rise above the industry average. With a forward PE ratio below 4x, the company has compelling investment values. This repurchase program underscores the management confidence in the company's outlook and reinforces our commitment to delivering value to our shareholders. In terms of repurchase execution, we will implement the program after the second quarter results release.And will strictly follow repurchase rules while taking into account market conditions. We will make regular updates on repurchase progress in our quarterly earnings release. As I said, the company values shareholder return and will continue to explore various means to deliver value to our shareholders.
Thank you. That does conclude our question and answer session. I'll now hand back for any closing remarks.
Thank you. This conference is now concluded. Thank you for joining today's call. If you have any more questions, please do not hesitate to contact us. Thanks again.